Recorded Books presents The Catching Point Transformation, a 12-week weight loss strategy based in reality by J. David Prologo, MD, FSIR, ABOMD. Narrated by the author. Forward. We are practicing medicine that is a century out of date. Dale Bredesen, MD, author of The End of Alzheimer's. One of the many joys of this profession is the opportunity to guide and mentor others. Dr. Prologo approached me several years ago because his research was leading him to the same conclusions 20 years of functional medicine have led us, that changes to the body result in changes to the brain. It has been my pleasure to review Dr. Prologo's work and to discuss his novel approach to age-old problems. I have treated thousands of patients with interventions based in this thinking: modified depression, anxiety, bipolar disease, psychosis, ADHD, dementia, and more, by changing input to the body from the outside in, primarily through nutrition. Dr. Prologo has likewise treated patients with previously unmanageable conditions, such as phantom limb pain and amputees, by changing the input from the body in order to heal the brain. He has taken this same reasoning to his procedural and behavioral management of obesity, which has resulted in an absolutely fresh, novel paradigm. In his debut nonfiction work, Dr. Prologo brings a unique combination of training, experience, and expertise to weight loss. He upends traditional thinking by debunking traditional inspirational poster language, mind over matter, change begins on the inside, and no pain, no gain are sentiments from the past, according to Dr. Prologo, and I couldn't agree more. The brain learns, heals, and evolves in response to the body. Signals from our gut, nerves, muscles, and inflammatory system provide a map for our brains. Our brains are wired for survival and will react predictably to external stimuli. In today's world, though, filled with processed foods, multidimensional stressors, and lack of sleep, our brains find themselves backpedaling and fumbling. Trying to survive amongst all of these unnatural stimuli has led to disorders such as obesity, depression, and more. The Catching Point Transformation presents a new, evidence-based approach to weight loss that is founded in changes to the body from the outside in. Dr. Prologo calls for the end of fat shaming, which is founded in nonsensical claims that patients who are overweight or obese should be able to cure themselves with their minds. Weight loss follows intentional exercise, emotional recovery, and nutrition. Brain function is altered by these interventions, which makes sustainability easier and creates a kinetic success. Dr. Prologo logically and plainly explains what we in functional medicine know to be true, that our systems break down centrally because of outside influencers. Likewise, we can be repaired and obesity managed by modifying those influencers for a retrograde repair of our minds. I am sure that this book will change lives, and I am thankful to Dr. Prologo for allowing me to share in this revolutionary approach. Mark Hyman, MD. Preface. I asked my mom one day during one of our many conversations about losing weight, "If you had a gun to your head and your life depended on it, could you stay on this diet?" No, I couldn't," she answered despondently, and then went on to ask if I thought maybe she had a thyroid issue or her metabolism was slow, or if I could think of any other explanation in the universe that might explain why she couldn't get this done. She was tortured by the idea that she had ostensibly been given the key to weight loss, but that she uniquely couldn't figure out how to turn that key and get the promised results. My mom thought it was her fault, a personal problem with her body, her willpower, or her resolve. The world outside our home doubled down on my mom's self-blame. The fitness industry was, and still is, run by already fit folks. People who have always been lean and have an unlimited number of their programs to sell. They preach from the mountains that if all the miserable fat souls would just do what they do, they also could be lean. And if they didn't, well, they must not really want to be lean, and that is their fault. Wait, what? This is like a group of rich white kids in a private school giving advice to early teens living in a remote village of a third world country about how to succeed in school and life. Then, when the village residents fail to follow the advice of reading 1 hour a night because they don't have books or electricity,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?